Da Bears.
What is up? The boys are back. Episode 62 of Da Bear Minimum Podcast. Today is Friday, January 6th. Happy Insurrection Day. Join with the bestest friends in the whole world. Producer Jake is here.
Howdy.
Daladale's here.
Hey, everybody.
I'm Marcos. Sammy Stats, unfortunately not with us. Actually,
not unfortunate.
I'm going to say fortunately not with us tonight. We got a little news here, little breaking news.
Little bundle of joy.
Little addition to the staff here. The boys at the Bare Minimum are happy to announce we have added a member of the staff. Baby McKinney is here.
Absolutely. There's a new Bare Minimum.
All six
cub.
Pounds of them.
Yeah. Dude. I'm so excited. Another little ginger baby.
Yes. To answer everyone's question, yes, it is a ginger.
Isn't that the first question, like, burning on the mind? Is just like, is it a ginger?
What color is pubes? What?
I think that was my second question. Outside of
how's ten mom? Fingers, ten
yeah.
toes, how's mom?
Outside of how's mom, it was, what color is his hair?
Please be ginger. Please be ginger.
By the way, 10 fingers, 9 toes, I'm still going to take it. As long as it's one of the pinky ones.
Yeah, thumb, dude, the big toe.
I know, dude.
Debilitating.
I know.
Debilitating.
What?
Did I do socials? Guys, run Facebook, The Bare Minimum Podcast, on Twitter, The Bare Min Pod, Instagram, The Bare Min Podcast, Venmo, always open, at The Bare Minimum, if you're looking to leave the boys a tip. Website, slowly but surely, coming along, that one is just TheBareMinimum.com.
Yep.
Slowly. Anything else I'm missing? Slowly.
I'm very busy. I'm trying.
My boys, how the hell are we doing?
I'm doing good.
Pretty fucking great.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah. I took the dogs to the vet today. Everybody's healthy. We like to see that.
That's good. We do like
good.
To see that.
We got through the new year. Your boys got fucked up.
Dude.
New Year's Day.
We
miss you, Jake.
We really.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. Me, Dale, and Sammy Stats.
Go ahead. Tell the story, Jake. Tell the story.
We called you a couple times.
Hold on.
I don't think you've heard this yet.
Well, he has. Okay. I spoke to him over video games. But
I got you.
The boys called me. Sam called me. Sam called.
Especial.
That's right. Especial. Sam called me first, and I didn't see it for like 20 minutes. So I called Sam back. And Marcos answered, and I immediately knew it was Marcos. But these guys are 6 bottles of champagne deep. And apparently before they picked up the phone, they're discussing, like, act like it's me. Act like it's Sam. Go ahead, Marcos.
So this is the one thing I have to correct you on. It wasn't like that.
This is what Marcos told me.
No, you just did this, homie.
No, Sam gave me his phone and said, act like you're me.
I was pretty drunk.
Yeah.
So he's like, act like you're me. So Marcos answers, and he's like, hello. I didn't say anything. I didn't say, hey, Marcos. I'm just like, hey, what's up? And then we have a conversation. Whatever, hang up. Later that evening or the next day, Marcos is like, like, did you even know it was me? I'm like, yes, I knew it was you.
You sound totally different.
I thought I was in the zone.
They hang up the phone and they're just like, I think he bought it.
Oh, we're just cackling to ourselves.
Dude, we really got after it. That was like a fun day because all three of our SOs are pregnant. So it was nice. Well, now 2 of our significant others are pregnant. But yeah, it was nice because like nobody was driving anywhere. Had the fire going. Had bottles on bottles. I had my first like big puke moment of my adult life.
Of 2023.
Of like, honestly, like I haven't puked that bad in like probably 2 years. I fell apart while... You know, like that, like you're walking everybody out. Thanks for coming. Drive safe. Here's the door that you've walked through. I don't know why I need to stand here and show it to you. You guys make it out the door. Dude, I'm upstairs halfway up there. I thought it was over. I thought it was done.
I was largely okay, and I made it home. But then I kept drinking because that was championship day. For fantasy football.
Oh, congrats, by the way.
And your boy is a back-to-back champion. So I continued to get after it. And so the next morning, Kate and the next morning is the second, right? Yeah. We go to get coffee in the morning. And I got into the car, looked at her, and then immediately had to get out of the car and go lay down on the bathroom floor. I tried to puke, but I hadn't eaten anything since we had brunch the day before. So there was nothing in the tank. So I'm just retching for like 5 minutes.
Woof.
Oh, yeah. Woof. I was out of commission for probably 6 hours.
I was a big rally. Like, puke. Not rally, like, drink. Like, my rally now is, like, just be alive.
Rally now means, like, survive.
Yeah, you, like, rallied for, like, 30 minutes, and then you were back. We got on Snapchat.
That's true.
And you were passed out on the couch.
I guess I just wasn't dead. Rally means I'm not dead.
Well, you texted us. You're like, boys, I'm back. I'm getting online. And then we got a Snapchat of you passed out on the couch.
With a pillow between my legs. Shout out to whoever said
that's
pillow
right.
between
you're
legs.
You're welcome.
That's a great, great
you're
setup.
You're welcome.
Guys, what about college football playoffs? Talking
great
about that
games.
Weekend. Dude, those were
incredible games.
Those were great games that we got to watch that weekend.
Yep.
That poor kid.
The kicker?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that.
It's a hard hook.
They're college kickers. Like, don't you not? Like, anytime I'm watching the small amount of times I watch college football, anytime a kicker goes up there, I'm like, you probably could miss it.
Oh, like, you got to remember,
yeah,
like.
They're not pros. They miss chip-ins.
How many good kickers are there genuinely in the pros? 10 to 15?
If that.
If yeah. that, right? So if you take that to the hundreds of collegiate programs. Yeah, a lot of these kickers fucking suck.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, dog.
Well, so now this sets up. We got Georgia and we got TCU. Who
oh,
had
yeah.
that on their bingo cards?
Oh, yeah.
Dude, that Michigan game, though, man. Like, Michigan should have won that game.
Is Harbaugh going back?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, unless he goes to the NFL. I guess that's an option.
Right. That's the question.
But Michigan's not going to dump him.
No. No,
isn't he being investigated for something right now?
Yeah, I think he's being investigated. He's
oh,
got like
true?
NCAA yeah. investigations, pre-NIL money, saga stuff.
Yeah.
Who knows what it is? That guy's big enough to beat whatever that is. But it's just like, dude, I would. Is there some people that their stick doesn't work like in the pros? Like, I know he made it to a Super Bowl, but that's really on like the back of a 49ers like all-time defense and like Colin Kaepernick on the heater of all heaters. Like, then it was the Jim and John Harbaugh Bowl, you know, in the Super Bowl.
Oh, this is Ty Lue in Cleveland. Like, are they good coaches, or is this like you just have the best team right now and it's that much better?
Yeah. So I don't know if his gimmick really flies in the NFL. Like,
no.
It kind of appeals to like college kids more. But there was a dude to start that game. You had three possessions that you were inside the 5 yard line. You didn't score. 2 turnovers. One fumble and then one, like, weird fake Philly, like, weird. It made no sense. But, like, TCU came to play. That dude, Quentin Johnson's going to be a good wide receiver in the NFL. That's going to be a good one. Who do you guys have in this championship game?
Georgia.
Isn't it, like,
yeah.
isn't it Georgia?
As much as, I mean, I want the Hypnotoads.
The Hypnotoads.
To win.
What's the money like?
Fucking
it might
awesome.
Be fun to pepper it if it's financially worth it.
That is a good
it's
question.
Not for another week, right?
Yeah, I believe that's... No, that's on Monday, actually.
Oh.
It is.
Oh, Georgia laying 13.
Yeah, TCU. I've got it at Georgia giving 12.5.
Oh, I mean, that's 60, a lot of points.
63 on the point total.
Yeah.
TCU plus 365 on the money line. So, I'm not going to gamble on a game.
No, that's too much.
I just love that.
The numbers are too big.
It's just such so fun.
Maybe next year. Like, maybe next year I'll get into college football. I think I say this to myself.
I say that literally
every year. I'm like, maybe next year I'll do it.
I do it with basketball, too. I'm like, yeah, I'll watch college basketball next year. You know, season start. I haven't watched a lick of college basketball.
Yeah. See, nothing. I really don't think I'll get into any college sports until, like,
you
until
have children,
children
that go to
are
college.
In college and I have like skin in the game because like I for those who don't know I did like a semester and a half at AU and not a lot of sports allegiance there.
Yep.
So
same.
I have no dog in the fight in any of these tournaments.
Would you like I don't know, when your kids go to college, you're gonna be like a big like sports dad? You're gonna be the...
So it's funny you ask. So in my office, it's me and dads that you guys know. So one of them
my
is
pa.
Like, he just turned 50. He's a great guy. His son is at Iowa right now. And to let you know who this guy is, when his son played baseball through high school, he was the glue guy coach. He was the coach that let kids cuss around him and like said, yeah, fuck that guy. And so like he brought that, like that's the guy I'm talking about. And so I hear his stories about going to college, and, like, the big thing I can tell anyone, don't be that dad. Like, don't be the dad that's like, oh, what's up, boys? What are we doing tonight? Yeah, fucking calm down there,
he's
John.
He's the second coach in Miracle on Ice.
Exactly,
Herb's
yeah.
Like, Herb's like, I'm your coach, not your friend. If you want a friend, go to him.
Exactly.
Guys, did you – sorry to change the topic. No easy way to transition to this. Did you guys see that Dana White video?
No.
Yes.
Dana White slapped his wife.
Whoa.
So, at a club in Vegas because she slapped the shit out of him.
Oh, yeah. Never mind. I'm just not going to say anything because none of it sounds good. But, yes, he smacked her back.
He like, physically assaulted her. Now it's this whole thing where, like, ESPN is being told to be hush-hush about this. Like, they're rumors that they're media guys and, like, journalists aren't supposed to write about it. Broadcast guys aren't supposed to talk about it. Because
this should be front
shows.
Page of all of it.
Should be. I didn't hear this at
There's
all.
A reason. There's a reason. Dude, that's a big money-making machine that everybody's just like, if we don't talk about it... Nobody will notice. We need to talk about it. Like, we're not going to spend too much.
We're not under any obligation.
We're not on any obligation. Like, look into this stuff. It's crazy. Like, he was quoted, I believe, I forget who the fighter was, but I think this was back in, like, 2016. And he was basically saying, like, you put your hands on a woman, you should be done. Like, you can't You can't be in the UFC anymore. Like, you're done. That's a wrap. So, Dana.
He's not in the UFC.
Does the rubber?
He is the UFC.
Look at me. I am the UFC now.
Guys, anything else you guys want to go over right now?
Oh, speaking of crazy things that came out, did you see the Burkhalter stuff from Team USA? So,
that's sad.
The Team USA, it's crazy. The Team USA coach, like, turns out forever ago when he was on Team USA with Gio Reyna, the current, I think he's with Borussia Dortmund right now, but the current young guy for Team USA. When that dude's dad and Coach Burkhalter played together.
Claudio,
thank you. There was like allegations and not so much allegations, more so confirmed actions where Burkhalter he got in a fight with his wife and he was kicking her. Well, he's a professional soccer player, by the way. So it means little more than, you know, the average bear. So it came out that Claudio, Gio Reyna's dad, was essentially blackmailing Burkhalter because Burkhalter told Gio Reyna, hey, for this World Cup run, you're going to be a sub. You're not going to get a lot of playing time.
Remember when everybody was all up in arms about that? Like, yeah. Why are we seeing Gio Reyna? And if you boil this down to its core, like, we all played sports our whole lives, and a lot of our listeners, like, you guys are lifetime sports people too, obviously. You're listening to us. Like, you remember the travel sport parents.
Oh, yeah.
You remember the friends with the coach guys, the kiss ass to get my kid more playing time. When you boil this down, this is the ugliness of like travel sports and just like sporting in general.
And what's crazy is like if you look at the U.S. team objectively, could he have played in a lot of those games? Yeah, Gio Reyna's a really good young player. But like, what the you were blackmailing the coach because he wasn't playing your son? And by the way, like, this is something that they were friends for a very long time, these two individuals that are now.
Teammates, friends, besties,
all
dude.
That. And now, like, you threw all that away because your kid wasn't getting playing time? By the way, your kid's going to play in at least two more of these. It's just craziness.
And your kid saw time in the last one. Like, this is, the hard part with this is there isn't, like, there isn't one loser here. Everybody loses in this situation. It's a dark spot on a promising, like, story.
Oh, Burkhalter is now going to be out.
Oh, totally.
Even though, like, it was, he came out, he and his wife essentially had a statement like, this all happened. We sought resolution. We sought counseling. He said, I've grown and learned from this experience. Like, no, this happened. I fucked up. I just wasn't going to let someone blackmail me over it. Dude, it's just fucking crazy.
Yeah. Shitty people doing shitty things.
Hey-o.
Guys, wanted to give a quick shout out to Jose.
Speaking of shitty people, just kidding. Just kidding. I like Jose.
Just thank you for getting last episode completely off the rails. We were.
Yes. That was great.
Off the rails.
Off the rails.
That Malort was crazy. So big shout out to our unpaid intern, Jose. I think we're paid up, or are we not?
I think we're paid up. I know.
Don't you even touch that bottle.
Okay. We're probably two or three behind because you stopped taking. Did you just try to Jedi mind
trick
me?
These aren't the droids you're looking for. Yeah, dude.
I know I took my share.
Yeah, I took three of four that you guys took. Somebody had to drive. Guys, moving on. No voicemails, no sponsors this week. If you were looking to leave a voicemail for the boys, ask us a question. Talk about your dating life. Talk about your favorite sports teams.
Talk about
what you want us to do.
I'll give advice.
Dude, we'll give advice, and we'll talk to you guys just about anything. So if you're looking to send us an audio file, you can always send a message to the boys. You can look us up on either the Facebook page, or you can email an audio file to thebareminimum@gmail.com. No sponsors this week. If you're looking to sponsor the boys, again, at thebareminimum on Venmo, $1, $5, whatever you got. Let us know what you how you like it and what we're doing, what you think we could be doing differently. Goes a long way. So, guys, let's get into a recrap.
Is it, though?
9 recraps in a row. This one is the crappiest recrap we've had all season, I would say. 41-10 to the Detroit Lions in a game where you were just outclassed and embarrassed in all aspects of this. You never even – dude, they didn't get off the bus.
Bad beat on the over.
Isn't it terrible?
Brutal. Brutal. Because they had like 35 points in the first half. At the
I
over
stayed
being,
away from all games.
The over being 52.5.
Oh.
Just another bad game, guys. And this is one where, like, I'm going to start on the defensive side first because I don't want to spend too much time on defense. So let's get it out of the way. 250 yards rushing and then another 250 yards passing. Yeah, it was 265 rushing and then another 255 from Jared Goff. A combined 500 yards on this defense.
Jesus.
When you look at the things that need to happen with this defense, like with this team in general, but specifically on the defense, you need help everywhere.
Everywhere.
It doesn't help that Jalen Johnson's hurt.
Sure.
You were starting 3 rookies. Eddie Jackson's hurt. We get that. You traded all your talent. Jack Sanborn, the promising spot of the season, isn't playing anymore. But it's just bad. This team's bad, and you need to plug in as many starters, as much depth as you can in this offseason. It's not going to happen all at once.
Nope. It'll be it's going to be a work in progress, for sure.
What I didn't like was that for the first time, I think, this season, maybe you could have seen it at the end of the Bills game, you know, maybe the end of the Cowboys game, too. The boys quit.
Oh, I mean, 7 sacks by the Lions. The whole offense
setting a new team record.
Fuck.
For Justin Fields being the most sacked quarterback in a season.
55.
Beating Jay Cutler.
Beating Jay Cut. It's, dude, on the defensive side of the ball, no, you can't stop the run. You can't do any of it. On the offensive side of the ball, like Dale said, 7 sacks given up. Justin was 7 of 21, 75 yards, and 18.8
so
QBR. It's not like you were rushing a ton anyway. Justin had a good day rushing. 10 for 132, another great one. So David Montgomery, Khalil Herbert, getting those guys involved. But for the most part, like, the Bears continue to do offensively like what we've seen them do all year, with the exception of a couple of good passing games, is just run the ball really well. Cannot pass protect. That passing game, 32nd in the NFL. It's not good.
I mean, there's no surprises here. And I think, to be honest, we're okay with this right now.
Oh, yeah, we're okay with this. We're very successful at being bad right now when you want to be.
Do we have Stockholm Syndrome?
Oh, yes, Dale.
As sports fans,
As Chicago sports fans,
no.
We all have Stockholm Syndrome.
Either Stockholm Syndrome or we died years ago.
Yeah.
This is sim.
Purgatory?
This is a sim.
And especially as a Bears fan, you have Stockholm Syndrome.
Oh, man, that sucks.
Guys, 9 losses in a row. Like,
the only way this is worth it is if the Texans fucking win this week.
I think you could say even if they don't,
yeah,
it's still worth it.
It's all right. Worth it, for sure.
You pick one or two with a 2, maybe 3 quarterback heavy draft class, season was worth it. But, like, man, it's tough.
Well, it's this this there's 2 successes. Especially. Either being the worst is kind of a success, or being the best is a success. What do we always say? We can't be
if you ain't first, you're last.
You can't be in the middle.
Yep.
You cannot be stuck in mediocrity, which for the last, you know, since the year we made it to the NFC Championship, that's all it's been, is mediocrity.
It's unfortunate, but it's accurate.
Yeah. I mean, you can't be picking 10 to 20. Like, there's nothing there for you if you're not a perennial.
Come on, the Chicago Bulls found success.
Well,
picking 7th.
And the thing with the Bears, too, is like, it looks bad. We haven't even begun the rebuild part. Guys, tearing it down takes a minute. tearing it
oh,
down.
Oh, we've for
is
sure
the,
begun
we've,
the rebuild.
We've
part.
Tore it down.
We have tore it down. This
but
is the
what
studs.
I'm saying is, like, you haven't begun to add. Right now, your house is empty. You're just
it's
framed,
just frames.
Your studs. That's what you are. You don't have any flooring. Your stairs aren't there. No lights. No nothing. You need to now add that stuff. Like, so, go ahead.
I had a text written that I realized like how long I'd been typing to you guys, so I deleted it and figured I'd just talk about it today.
Nice.
So, like, I thought of this as well earlier today, and in my head, how this works out perfectly for us, Texans pick up the dub, right? We get the first pick. We trade it back to the Texans, so they get their quarterback, so that they know no one else is going to take them. We pick up, you know, a third and fourth compensatory pick. Then we take that second pick. We trade that bitch back. One more. To I think it's Seattle by way of Denver right now.
Yes.
They. I mean, all respect to Geno. That's 31.
He's not the
he
guy
can
forever.
Groom a guy for a year. There you go. Now we trade it back one more time. Get a couple more third, fourth. Now you've just filled up four or five more, albeit not starters, but roster spots. That's huge for cost control for an NFL team.
I liked the... where you were going with the construction metaphor. I don't even think we have framework yet, though. I like the idea of we got an architect, you know, Ryan Poles, and then we just got a really nice, shiny new nail gun. And that's Justin Fields.
You got to give
know?
Him more.
Yeah.
You got to give him more than that.
And then, you know... Well, you interrupted me. I forgot where I was going. Sorry. You got the new nail gun, right? And then you not only do you have the architect and the new toy, but then you have an outside angel investor in all this fucking cap space you have. You have all this money to spend. We're gonna build a fucking beautiful home, fellas.
So I shouldn't have interrupted you. I would have said the same thing. Like, I'd argue that the foundation has been laid. You've got Justin Fields. You've got a top
now
two draft pick. And you've got $100 million, $150 million. Has the frame been put up yet? No, because you still have to draft, and you still have to spend that money. And we'll see how it goes.
Next week we'll get into like a season wrap. You know, we'll kind of talk about the end of the Bears season and what we expect this off season. Mm-hmm. But you can't talk about new home. You can't talk about building and architects and all the hands that are
until you know one or two
that are working this. Until exactly, you know, one or two. One guy that I want to be one of the guys, one of the architects and the leads in helping establish this new franchise or this rebuilt franchise, I want Kevin Warren. The more and more we hear about Kevin Warren, the more and more it excites me. Again, he is currently the Big Ten commissioner. He was the COO of the Minnesota Vikings, connections all over the league. Think about it. The Big Ten is its own machine, and he's got connections everywhere. So on the player side, on the coaching side, on the credibility side, and as we're leaving Soldier Field.
Oh, yeah.
We're expecting this stadium in Arlington Heights.
It might be a decade.
He should be the guy. Hey, sign him. This is one of those moves where, like, are you for real about being a big boy team? Like, are you guys okay? Like, do you just want to make money and take advantage of being the third largest market in the country? And so you're just using this like a money vessel. Or do you want to win? How many times do we ask that about our owners? Our owners, our people in charge. Like, you know, everybody wants to win. Sure. I want to win every day. But do you really want to win? Do you want to do what it takes to win?
No, because you don't have to win to make money. And quick shout out to Virginia. Happy 100th.
Hannah.
But like we've
100.
Centennial.
We know that this is the lone ownership group in the NFL that their sole money-making opportunity is their NFL team. She's not going to do anything where you have to invest more money than is already needed because she knows no matter what, if you go 3-15, 3-14, I'm still getting a check at the end of the year. And I sold him the Chicago Bears. So fuck that. No, it's never going to happen. Until se fue la Virginia.
Yeah. Nice. What happened? You just hit the SAP button there? Yeah. You just sit on the remote? That was crazy. I didn't expect that. Are you guys up to date on the draft pick situation?
No.
Yes.
So it's pretty simple here. It's pretty cut and dry.
Tell me about it.
There's three scenarios.
Yeah, there is three.
Oh, I guess okay. I'm up to date on the draft pick situation. I thought you meant like players that we would draft.
We'll do that one next week.
Gotcha.
Definitely get into
that
one.
I'm up to date on this.
And then we'll start talking once we get a little further into the off season, because our season ended weeks ago. We'll get into a little off season stuff, a little pre draft talk with Jose. I know we always like when he gets in here and does that. But basically, it's pretty simple, guys. You lose, and the Houston Texans win against the Indianapolis Colts. The Sam Ellinger led Indianapolis Colts in Jeff Saturday's presumed last game as a Colts head coach. 101. First time in NFL, or first time in Bears history that they've picked first overall. Bears win, Texans lose, you pick second overall. There is a chance Bears win, Texans lose.
If the Bears, correct, I guess there is four scenarios.
Yeah, if the Bears win and the Texans lose, then I think they bump down. Do they bump down to four now at that point?
I think so.
I think at that point, it doesn't happen. It doesn't matter what happens with the Texans. If we win, we bump down to four, regardless of what happens
that's
to the
right,
Texans,
because right.
they don't change. That's why there's only three. That's okay. Yeah, we're saying the same thing. Frog protection.
Just be up there. Just be up there. Have the ability to be like
we got the Peterman man.
Man.
Yeah, I think the conversation is just Nathan. If you lose this game, you will be contracted for the following year. You
that
will be the backup
be,
quarterback.
That should be.
You
even
will
if
not
you're
be
the
cut.
Third string, you will be on the 53.
Are you guys upset about Justin Fields not playing, having a chance to break to break Lamar's record?
No.
Right? This is about as like minuscule as
this is about
be.
A franchise, not a record.
He will have more opportunities.
Absolutely.
To break that record.
Because he's already missed a game this year.
See, I hope Justin never, ever, ever comes close to breaking this record ever again.
It'd be cool.
If he does, though, like, if he doesn't and we succeed, that means he developed as a
When Lamar
passer.
Did it, he won MVP. Yeah. Be pretty nice to have an MVP.
It would be pretty sick.
It'd be pretty nice to have a passing MVP. Mm. I mean, a rushing, don't get me wrong, now I'm starting to sound so greedy and I'm not, or like
trade him for Mac Jones.
That's not, yeah.
Trade him now.
I don't,
it was a joke. It was a joke.
I don't
it was
know,
a joke.
Dude. I don't know. Like, I just want Justin to like develop as a passer. Like that. That's why I'm cool with him sitting too. Like, there's no point, especially in a game where like Justin has like on his back carried these guys multiple games. Don't even have it. It would be so Bears.
The Herculean effort that he's just like shown us over the past season. We're good. We don't need to see it again. Give it to the Peterman man. Let him win this game as best he is capable.
Lose this game.
What I said was win this game as best as he is capable.
He's not capable. But boy, he don't win.
Let's lose. That's fine. I am one of the big, like, Chicago should be the biggest Texans fan in the world. Any Chicago Bears fan, you are simply a Texans fan this weekend.
It would be so Lovie Smith. It would be such a Lovie thing.
Lovie, yeah, Lovie's not going to just bow down and, you know,
no.
But take an L. Lovie is going to try to win this game.
Is Davis Mills active?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, Davis Mills, they're playing all their starters still. Like,
yeah, no, they're going to win this game.
I think the
Colts are only a 2.5 favorite right now that I saw.
I don't even know how they can be favorites.
Oh, because Houston's 1-1 right now.
It's the Colts as well.
It's those four people.
They're like their fourth quarterback this year because Foles and Ryan are dead. I'm excited.
Those two are never
I'm excited.
Alive.
It's going to be a good, it's going to be a good day of football for us. I have a feeling.
It's a suck off.
A suck off.
Because the Vikings aren't playing their starters.
No, they are.
They're playing all their starters?
For at least a half.
Kirk's playing, Jefferson's playing?
Because they still can get the number two seed.
Oh, okay.
So that's like a big thing with them.
Disregard the suck off.
Yeah, no suck off. No.
We could still
cancel,
have a suck off.
Cancel the suck off.
We don't have to.
The Texans Colts might be a suck off.
I'm just gonna leave it. It's too easy. We can move on.
One other thing about the Bears, and then we'll talk big NFL. We'll talk the big story of kind of the last week or so. With the rumors of Sean Payton, you know, being available, there's talks about you know, can you trade for him? Yes, even if it means giving up a second round pick.
For the Bears to trade for him?
Yes.
Why?
I'm saying, would you want the Bears to go and try to acquire Sean Payton?
No.
Why not?
We're not giving up draft picks for a coach.
I'm with Jake. I'm 100% with Jake. And I thought
you lost me at second round for sure.
Yeah, that's where. And there's people that will tell you until they're blue in the face.
What about four?
He's worth it.
The Saints. Conditional four. We got to win a Super Bowl within 2 years,
or else,
and then I'll
fifth?
Give you a four.
Saints would never do it. They're talking. They'd rather just let him sit, stay retired.
How many years left
behind a broadcast booth? I don't even know. But I'm pretty sure that he would end up, once acquired, they would end up trading for him. Like, dude, John Gruden was traded for, I believe it was like a first, second, third. You're talking first and seconds if you want to get this guy. The Bears are not in a position. It's not like they have a great roster with a shit coach, you know?
Yeah.
It's just not my thing.
This Peyton has two more years on his contract. Yeah, there's no way.
No way.
It's just not worth it.
And then you're going to pay him like
exactly
in excess of like $15 million a year, something like
Gruden
10,
money.
15. Yeah, it's no thanks. We'll keep our babbling idiot Flus.
Hey, be nice to Flus.
Yeah, I will be nice to Flus.
He's got one more game minimum. Hopefully minimum.
Guys, let's talk about the big story in the NFL the last week or so. You guys were all watching it. I think it was weird. Like, what a crazy, crazy situation to watch in a game that we were all so excited for. That Bills-Bengals game, DeMar Hamlin collapsing on the field, suffered cardiac arrest, they performed CPR on him for 9 minutes.
It was insane. The overall scenario was...
Because we've seen injuries, right? Like, I always vividly, like, there's a couple of those injuries that you always remember. I always remember the Kevin Ware injury. The NCAA broke his leg through. Yeah.
Oh, yes. That
always,
one was crazy.
The basketball.
I always remember it. Ryan Shazier. It was college basketball. It was
Johnny Knox.
Johnny Knox. I'll always remember.
Folded in half.
Yes.
Yeah. Zach Miller.
Always remember Zach Miller.
Is it Donald Driver was the neck one?
Yeah. Ryan Shazier was one of them.
Yep.
Always remember the AB one. I mean, it's like, dude, there's injuries. But like
Chase Utley,
there's some sort of like saving grace in knowing that like they put him on the backboard, they put him on the stretcher, whoever it is gives a thumbs up. Just a couple weekends ago, we saw Tevin Jenkins have one of these incidents and, you know, gives a thumbs up. We've never seen, CPR on the field. You knew it was bad right away because people were running. It wasn't just a matter of like.
We got to get out there.
We got to get him out here. Somebody get him splinted up or something. It was like, no, like, we need to get – we like, the ambulance was on the field. I felt really weird about it the last, like, week or so. Because, like, Tamar Hamlin's, like, 24, you know?
It's crazy.
It's this crazy thing where, like, it's this whole mortality thing. And I don't want to get too deep and, like, you know, anything like that with you guys. But it's just one of those weird situations where it's like, wow. On a pretty innocuous hit, you know?
Yeah.
Nothing too crazy.
Well, this happened in hockey once.
Did it?
Yeah, Chris Pronger, you know, very good NHL player, took a slap shot to the chest, and it stopped his heart.
Did he die, or was
no.
he?
No, he's still alive. He played for a couple more years, but his career was cut short. He had several really bad injuries, but that one was probably the worst.
The worst.
He's like a TV broadcaster now. But, slap shot to the chest, yeah, you could see that happening. But, like, in comparison to this, you know, one tackle, it was a little different. Because the look of, like, when you look at the play, it seemed harmless. And then just all of a sudden he collapsed.
And I think it was good on, like, you got to give props to – basically anybody involved, like like broadcasting. I mean, obviously the Bills training staff and everybody like that, all the medical personnel that were there, obviously big props to those guys. But like for those professionals like Buck and Aikman and, you know, all the
dude,
Lisa Salters, you
it
just
might have been
kinda
Booger's
report.
Greatest moment.
Oh yeah.
His part of the broadcast, like after they cut away from the game completely and just went back to the studio. I mean that dude did a hell of a job just basically being like, yeah, as a player, like just kind of just saying like, you know, we didn't prepare for this. You know, we're just going to talk and try to figure this out because it's not really something that you ever are prepared, you know, to do.
It's been cool to watch the statements coming out and all the love and support pouring out from the NFL and the surrounding community. So you see Mike Tomlin get up there and make the statement of of Hamlin being a Pittsburgh guy. You see Kenny Pickett coming out talking about him being a Pittsburgh guy. And all the good that he's done in that community, it's at least reassuring. And then you've got Josh Allen coming out and telling T. Higgins, like, yo, you should not feel bad. This has nothing to do with you. You did what you were supposed to do. Please don't put this on your shoulders. And furthermore, for him to finally, if you haven't seen it earlier, it was actually last night, I believe, he was extubated. He's like awake, he's communicating, and of course his first question is, who won the game? And like, football guy of the year right there, by the way, comes out of medically induced coma. Hey, who won? First question. Doctors tell him you won. You won the game of life.
Yeah.
Incredible. It should give you chills.
Dude, it's just awesome. And now, yeah, now he's out. Like, now he doesn't have the breathing tube in. And they say his, like, motor functions, brain functions, all intact. Like, an otherwise, like, more promising ending. Because on the night of, it looked like...
Oh, it was grim.
It looked like we had just watched this complete tragedy happen, like, on live TV.
Oh, guys- when we were at the point of several days of medically induced coma, most people are going, that... He's probably going to be a vegetable.
I mean, he died on that field. Like,
he had no pulse. His pulse was restored on the field.
He died on that field, brought back to life.
But did you die?
Yes.
What do you guys...
He goes, yeah, dog, I did.
I did. I'm back.
Like, obviously, the NFL has been pretty controversial over the last, like, 10 years. CTE, all... No. What do you think...
Family
hypothetically, had like he died, or God forbid anybody else ever dies on the field, do you think like that's the end of professional football? Do you think football could survive a player's death?
So that's interesting, because there have been deaths at practices before. It's usually during spring training when people are getting back into shape, but there have been deaths at practices, and it's usually... I may be speaking a bit out of turn. It may be collegiate athletes instead, but it has happened before. What's different, this is Monday Night fucking football. This is millions of people watching.
Well, and this
a young man stumble and fall.
This was Monday Night Football with Fantasy Championship. This was Fantasy
Against
Championship weekend.
Too.
Powerhouses. The last time we saw these two teams play was arguably one of the greatest playoff games of all time. Like, this was something that everybody was so stoked for. And then to watch it play out like it did was bad. To answer your question, Jake, I think that the NFL could survive it, but it would be a lot of this type of like pray for so and so, a lot of like tribute the season to them,
damage control,
kind of spinning it and using it as much as you can use it. I don't want to say that like they're spinning this man's tragedy into like a money making, like a cash grab effort, like being sensitive, but like. At the end of the day, it is a business.
Oh, yeah.
At the end of the day, there were two owners that were affected that night. And obviously, like, all these owners have to feel bad, but, like, you're not going to cancel the season. Like, me and Sam were talking about it that night. We were kind of watching at the same time. Do you cancel the season? I didn't think the game was going to happen, but, like, if he would have died, do you cancel that season?
No.
You don't.
It would have been interesting to see what the Bills do. Like that the man's team.
Yeah.
The man's team, who's a favorite in some people's circles to win. Yeah, dude. I'm glad that he's recovering. There's not enough that can be said about that. Otherwise, this is a reality of it. These grown men throwing their bodies at each other and putting it all on the line.
And it's just it can happen quick.
Yep.
It can happen so quick in a random play.
Not to equate it, but like it's the same thing as we saw with Derek. Like, we as Bulls fans watched that and felt that intimately, where you have this meteoric rise and you have, you know, a young, talented player. And at one moment, one wrong step, one hit at the wrong moment at the first phase of your T wave of your heartbeat. And that's the result.
Yeah. The NFL so now has announced, and it's like, I'm not going to get too into like how the ramifications and stuff, but like this now creates like a competitive imbalance with kind of the records and stuff. But now the game is not going to be made up. It's a no contest. And I think the Bengals and the Chiefs, that's where things get really weird, you know, but they were able to like salvage the season. You're not going to extend that game. You're not going to inconvenience 30 other teams to try to like move the season back 1 week or something. You just figure it out.
This is one of the, I love these situations where person that's angry about the situation. Okay. What would you rather have had happen? Young man almost died on the field. Are you worried about your seeding in the playoffs? If your team's good, fucking win. That should be the end of the conversation. I am 100% okay with what the NFL did.
Okay.
Would you guys Do you guys think DeMar Hamlin's a Modelo man?
Is he especial?
Especial.
I'd say so.
Somebody sponsor us, please.
To the man.
Somebody sponsor
to
us.
The man.
Cheers to the man.
To three.
Guys, let's look ahead real quick, and I don't even want to get into the breakdown of the game or anything, because we know what we're playing for, and it's
lose the game.
Absolutely nothing.
Playing for first overall.
That's right? Goddamn right.
So Justin,
1-1.
Justin Fields officially sitting, like we talked about, because of that hip injury. Did you guys hear the Flus presser?
No.
It's the best. Because this is the first time
he's
that
not
I've
great
seen,
in press conferences.
He hasn't been terrible, but this is the first time that like the word salad really got to him. Just kind of the word vomit. Like he gets in, he's like, "All right, Fields, Justin Fields, came in on Monday, a little bit of a hip issue, sent him to get an MRI. Tuesday, we're still waiting on results, still a little stiff, and so now he's not going to play on Wednesday because of the groin injury." And they're like, "Groin injury?
You just said
hip." He's like, I meant hip. Groin, hip. My bad. So this is one of those where like kind of lying through your teeth, like, okay, Flus, we get it. Like,
and then there's a moment where he looks at everyone and kind of does the, he doesn't say anything, but does the
smirking. The
come
eyebrows.
On. You fucking know.
He's hurt. It's okay. Yeah. So guys, this game is a whole lot of nothing. For those of you who are gambling on this game, 1-800-GAMBLER. Bears open up as 6-point dogs. Listen to this. 42.5 on the total.
6-point dogs, that's it?
6 points.
Then they have to be pulling, they have to have said they're pulling starters after the first or second.
I would imagine that number's that low because
this
is basically
happening.
This is a first half line. Yeah. Like anything after halftime, the Bears don't have anything to play for either. Plus 230 on the money line if you're looking to take the boys straight up. That's
no,
sadness.
I'm not.
That's
no, because we don't want that energy in the world. Gambling. We don't want that mana. I don't know how it's pronounced out there.
Mantra.
That too. No, no.
Mamalona.
I don't even know what that is.
Making up words.
Respect.
What word?
Mana is the word I was looking for. There. It's like the Hawaiian energy thing. It's the Rock does it, but it's like the Samoan.
The libido, the life force.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. I'm not going to tell you what it is. I don't fucking know.
Guys, anything else on this Bears game coming up?
I hope you lose.
Do you know what libido is?
The libido. The life force.
Are you saying it with a T?
My mojo.
Ah.
Guys, let's get into Sammy Stats' question of the week.
Did you prep one?
No. Did anybody text prep one? No.
Oh, were you just hoping one of us had one?
Does the chief marketing officer? Nope. Nope.
Willie, you got anything?
No, guys, I'm good.
Moving on. Guys, let's get into a little bit of sports minutes, right? We'll talk about our favorite sports teams. We'll go around the city of Chicago, touch base with a couple of them. Let's do baseball real quick. Cubs and Sox, is that a day? What's going on with the Cubs?
Ball. So,
Cubs
we already know
back.
We got Dansby. We've signed Eric Hosmer. We have the Haas.
Such
oh, you got a question, Marcos?
Are we signing Carlos Correa?
No.
Fuck yeah, we are. We're going to have the best defensive infield in baseball. We're going to have his
fucking
20 home runs that I complained about a couple episodes ago. We're going to have him. So no, like we said, they signed Hosmer, which is a super White Sox move. But they signed him to a one-year, like $700,000 contract. It's not even $1 million.
The ultimate. Okay, no, we're not there yet. Go on.
They also signed, they have their other catcher. It's Tucker Barnhart, 2-for-65. He's fine. There's like a 5 or 6 good catchers in the MLB, and he's not one of them, but he is serviceable.
Yeah, I was going to get there.
So, cool. That I mean, outside of that, we're still on the Dansby high, and we're thinking that's going to carry us a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, this team is still filled with holes.
All right.
Yeah, that's about it.
The ultimate White Sox move?
Would have been? Lory Garcia.
No.
I mean,
so a player just got released. I fully expect him to sign with the White Sox.
Alfonso Rivas?
Mike Moustakas. Very White Sox if he ends up on our
former
team.
Number one overall draft pick, Mike Moustakas.
Yeah, former.
Former. Yeah, that's about it.
Yep.
He was great in college.
Yeah, the White Sox officially signed Benintendi.
Sick.
Yeah, that's nice. Sounds like so I think they said he's definitely obviously playing left field. You'll have Robert in center, right field. I really hope they said that, you know, they talked to Eloy about it and he wants to do whatever's best for the team. and they're like, you know, get some work out there. But I'm really hopeful it just comes down to, like, you're going to be a DH.
He never touches the outfield
grass. He should never touch outfield grass ever again. He's so valuable as a bat. You just can't lose it to injury in the field.
Well, especially as a young player, it's just a sense of arrogance. It's like you think that you can do all these things. Like, hey, it's okay that you can't.
It's okay.
After the second injury, I think they're finally, the second major injury, they're finally going,
The torn pec trying to rob a home run.
It's just running into the wall.
No, he hung his arm over the wall, and it just ripped his pec off his chest. Because he's so big.
Sports.
We won that trade.
We did win that trade.
No, we didn't. Dylan Cease
is pretty fucking good. Also, Garrett Crochet is coming back. I'm very excited about that.
It wasn't part of the trade.
Yeah, I know. Also announced during...
Great young lefty.
News came out as we started this show. The Los Angeles Dodgers have DFA'd Trevor Bauer.
He served his full suspension. He's off. Okay.
And so he is open to signing with any team at this point. He is a free agent.
Go ahead. Ask the question.
Do either one of you guys want to sign Trevor Bauer?
I want to sign Trevor Bauer.
I'm actually okay with it. Yeah.
I would sign Trevor Bauer.
Yeah, I would for the Cubs right now.
We don't kink shame on this podcast, so whatever you're into.
Like. And that's the thing. Like, the investigation was thorough. They did it, and it came down to, I did that, but, like, she said it was cool at the time. And, like, you know?
Be a public defender.
I know. But, dog, he said it was cool. What do you want?
Career change.
Exactly.
That's what you're missing your calling
right
now.
But, yeah, no, I would definitely take that amazing pitcher on my team.
Even though he's been out of the league for 2 years, I would definitely take him.
Oh, but see, he's different from a lot of pitchers. A lot of pitchers have this thing where, you know, I have my schedule, I have my, obviously, my in-season work, and then I shut down. And then I ramp up come spring training time. Trevor Bauer has this weird thing where he goes, I never stop throwing. I don't have the there's only so many bullets in the arm theory. I just fucking gun it at all times. He's never slowed down. He's been throwing this whole time, keeping ready.
Well, that's
so
always
I feel
like,
comfortable taking him.
That's always been like the Mark Burley method, too. Mark Burley was like a
guy. Yeah.
Mark Burley never worked out. He just threw. He's like. He just threw long toss. That was
the best way to work the muscles that I'm gonna need to work is work the muscles that I need to work. Did his suspension start pre Spider Tack investigation? Like, is he gonna be one of those guys that has to not learn how to repitch? But like, he's a big spin guy.
He stopped pitching though.
Yeah,
like the dude's been.
That's true.
Throwing.
That's true.
A lot of those spin numbers came back. So I think there's been, like, some conversations had, personally, because, like, Giolito's one example, but so is Gerrit Cole, where he came right back and his rotation numbers got right back where they were after they dropped off for a little while. I think that there's, like, and also, that conversation has stopped. When's the last time you heard about Spider Tack?
Mm-hmm.
I think there was a conversation that was had that every one of the professional hitters have said all along, hey, let them have something.
Yeah.
Regulate what it is so
I would
that I don't get
them,
hit in the fucking head.
I'd prefer them to be in control than miss the ball.
Oh, if his slider has 14 inches of break, it has, fuck, like, it's Chris Sale. What do you want?
It's going to shatter my knee.
Yeah.
It's going to break my shin.
Right.
Yeah, 100%. Guys, anything else on Cubs Sox? Then producer Jake, get us into the Chicago Blackhawks. How good is Bedard?
He is so fucking
good. Dude,
he ran
through the fucking World Juniors.
Guys, so Canada wins. Canada wins the World Juniors.
USA takes third.
USA took third.
Back to back.
In a crazy game. Final score 7-6 or 8-7 or something.
Right.
Just an absolute shootout.
They beat Sweden, I think.
Sweden.
Land of my people.
Canada beats the Czech Republic. In overtime. Connor Bednar kind of got shut down, but they were basically triple teaming him that game. That was basically their plan, was if Connor's on the ice, just don't let him go anywhere. And even then, he was doing some crazy shit.
It's the old, we'll lose, but not
to him. Exactly. Still ended up losing. He would
still end up losing is the best part.
His post game's great. He's just like, I just love the boys. I love Canada.
You know what he's going to love?
Chicago.
Chicago.
Dude, and he's doing this at 17.
Exactly.
Like, some of these guys that dominate these
are
like,
already drafted.
Yeah, they're already there. Like, this dude is doing it years before others before him have done
it. There are four Blackhawk prospects on the Canada team. Right. And
he's
you know,
the next one.
And he's just better than all of them. So that's the no. That's
no
the,
separate question. No, it's not the same question. I promise
you. I don't believe you.
I promise.
I'm talking.
A separate one.
I'm talking.
I know. That's why I raised my hand.
Dale.
I raised my hand patiently.
Dale.
Are you concerned with Patrick Kane missing his first game since, I believe, 2019 and before? First game he's missed with injury.
What, since the collarbone
fracture?
Follow-up
question, when is he getting traded?
Fuck you, dude.
Oh, dude, I had it in the tank the whole time. Did you like it?
I like that a lot. I like that. How bad is this injury, if bad at all? Or is this just like finding a way to... He's in pain, right?
Yeah, I mean... Probably.
Like, he's not, like, like sure, he's not, like, know. Playing through this or anything. Like, he's out for extended time.
I don't, what happened? I missed this.
Oh, Patrick Kane's hurt?
Oh, Patrick Kane is missing games for the first time in years.
Since his collarbone fracture?
Correct.
That where he came back from super quick anyway.
Where we cheated our way into the Stanley Cup championship. That was great. No, I didn't see the injury. What happened?
It stemmed from a hit he took in the Tampa Bay game. In the second period on Tuesday's 4-1 loss, check along the boards late in the third. Kane went to the ice, left the ice wincing.
It's a lower body. It's a lower body injury.
Lower body injury.
Yeah, he'll be fine.
He got hit in the dick.
yeah. back to Connor Bednar conversation. So that's what we're on. We're on Connor Bednar watch. Blackhawks just keep tanking. You're guaranteed a top three pick. You have a 25% chance at first overall. Gotta have it.
How are the consolation prizes if they, like, I know they're not generational.
You have a 50% chance at number two, basically. Like, if you combine, you have a 50% chance at top two, and then your final 50 is third. Number two is a Russian player who is... Yes, Dale?
So talk to me about this Russian.
So, Dale, so you have a 24% chance at first. You have a 18% chance at second. And then all your other percentage is your third place.
Once the first place one is gone, then that percentage gets thrown into the hopper with basically
right.
2, 3, 4.
So if you miss out on first at that 24%, now you have a 48% chance.
We lost.
He's trying.
Just write it in the notepad.
I don't know.
I'm not even going to write it.
The second option is this Russian kid who's also awesome. You're going to be happy with both. Connor Bednar is your for sure year 1-1. The Russian player is a little older. You're not going to go wrong either way. You're going to get a great player.
So you don't want three is what you're telling us. You want one or two.
Three's, you want one or two. Like
you want one.
You want one, exactly. In this draft, you want one. Two is good consolation. Three, you're just sad that you missed out on your 50% shot at top two.
Anything else on the Blackhawks?
Nope, keep losing.
And guys, we move on to the Chicago Bulls.
We beat the Nets.
We
beat the Nets.
Guys, the Bulls are 6-1.
Dude, they're
the Nets, Celtics.
They're 8-1 against the top three teams in the East. What pisses me off right now, because that graphic's going around all over Twitter
and
stuff.
They lose to everyone else.
What is your record against the 500 teams? Which then, this is the most infuriating part, and this is where I'm starting to turn on.
And they're beating the Sixers right now.
They're beating the Sixers right now. Joel Embiid is 12-0 against the Chicago Bulls in his career. Guys, what pisses me off about, this team is that clearly it's got to be a switch. You guys are able to hang with the good teams, mm-hmm. right? You're able to hang with these elite teams.
You're
DeMar, Zach figures it out, but then you have nights where you let the Rudy Gobert and Karl Anthony Towns-less Timberwolves drop 150 points on you. Donovan Mitchell dropped 71 points the other night, which they should not have lost that game to the Cavs. That game should have ended before overtime, because that was clearly a lane violation, And the fucking NBA missed that.
Again, that's the second time.
That's
this year.
The second time. We are getting hoed and fine. Okay, it's okay. It's okay.
Hoed. Chicago's been getting hoed.
We're getting hoed, dude. And it's just one of those things where, like, oh, whatever. I'm 82 game season. I'm not going to stress too much about this one. But when they start to build up, it's like, man, what the fuck did we do? But guys, the Bulls are a pretty okay team. That's what I'll say about the Chicago Bulls.
Mediocrity.
Pretty okay.
Mediocrity.
If you play like you're playing right now, you start maybe finding some wins against some of these bad teams, you find yourself in the playing game. Maybe get in as a 7th.
What
seed.
Is it? Well, 7, 8, 9, and 10.
7, 8, 9, 10 are the play-in tournament. So maybe you get into the cool. play-in tournament, you win. But again, we say it all the time with all of our favorite teams. If you aren't going to be historically good.
If you ain't first.
You're last. You're last. You're last. That's what it is. And it's just unfortunate. But, like, I think it's going to be interesting to see what's going on towards the trade deadline.
When is the trade deadline for the NBA? It's not for forever,
it's
right?
It's not for a little while. Let me look that up real quick. Talk amongst yourselves.
Well, so it obviously, like you said, we have a while before the trade deadline, before we have to get serious about what is realistic return for some of these pieces. But,
oh,
I mean, you're trading Zach, you're trading DeMar, you're trading Vooch, you're trading...
You're not trading DeMar.
Why not? Why not? Why not?
Averaging, I think he scores 30, 35 points a night.
For
averaging in the
for
last
a team
seven.
Below 500, what's the point?
Yeah, but, like, you need something here. You need something here to, like,
I got Ayo Dansumu for you.
No. Ayo's great.
I got...
Who you got?
Javonte Green. Yeah. Like, I don't know.
What See
do
what
I got
I'm saying?
For? Exactly.
And at this point, the Bulls, if they were going to pick the lane of, like, we're going to tank this year and, like, we're going to suck for Wembanyama, you needed to have made that decision weeks ago.
Oh, we're past that point.
You've won too many games. Now, at this point, like, you're closer to a play-in game than you are actually competing for, like, the number one overall pick. And it'd be so Bulls to lose
unless
that
you trade everything away and then you get a Joakim Noah lottery win. Wasn't that the year?
Oh, Derrick Rose.
No,
was
he won.
Oh, it's Derrick. Excuse yeah, Derrick me. I always mix that up.
Like a 2% chance or something like
right.
that. The Bulls are the Bulls, guys.
Yep.
It's,
they're the White Sox right now.
It's kind of what it is. I hope that.
Sorry, dog. Perpetually Vooch, 500. Yeah. Picking in the middle. Not bringing anyone of value. Not really improving the team. Hurt all the time.
Enough.
Sorry. Sorry.
You blacked out there. Guys, I'll just say this with the Bulls and then let's move on, right?
Don't give that to me.
Sorry, dog. I didn't mean to like offend you. I was just making observations.
So when you like berated him for 3 minutes straight?
I didn't so it was like 12 seconds. I was just pointing out similarities between similar recent White Sox
teams. The Cubs
teams.
Are more White Sox right now than the White Sox.
Oh,
White Sox.
The Cubs are bad. Oh, it's been 100. Yeah, we're always bad. We
oh,
had
no.
3 good years.
Oh, no. Don't bring them into this. Guys, I'll wrap up Bulls talk with my last one. Is I'm really close to getting bad vibes about this front office. Like, I'm really close to hitting the other side of the hill and, like, really turning on these guys. Because,
mm-hmm.
like, it's not a lot that we've seen. And, again, it's only been, like, a year and a half. Like, some of the moves have panned out, but a majority of the moves really haven't. And,
what
honestly,
move has panned out?
What moves?
Like, DeMar has panned out.
So, what puts you... give me the side for both scenarios. What puts you to the point where you're, like, you back off to... Or what... And on the other side, what puts you to the point where you're, like, fuck this group, burn it down?
So, like... if you miss the playoffs this year and it's like historically bad and you end up not winning enough games.
What counts? Play-in or playoffs?
I mean, you're being pretty semantical. Anyway,
playoffs,
if you're,
yeah.
Like,
I mean,
7
somewhere
10,
there.
The same.
But yeah, if you miss and you're like the 12 or the 13 seed and you end up getting the way the lottery balls shake
it's
out.
Purgatory.
You are the 6th pick because of the way the lottery system works. You don't get that first round pick. I'm going to be furious because at this point, it's hubris. It's you were too proud. You were too arrogant. You were too convinced that, hey, this is it. We built it right. Like, in its peak, if this team was good.
It was good.
So then at its peak, if that was its peak, you're telling me that the peak then for a month and a half, you were the number one, number two team in the Eastern Conference. If that was the peak, I'm fucking out. I'm back in if you move some things around. Maybe you send Zach somewhere. Maybe you send Vooch and you get some draft picks. Week, I could be back in and this team get worse this year.
The reality is there's not enough that you can get back from these guys.
Not anything that's going to make immediate impact.
Exactly. Because, like, where's Dalen Terry right now?
Windy City, playing in Schaumburg.
Cool. You spent a first-round pick on a guy that's not playing NBA.
Simonovic is.
Yeah, but I mean.
Exactly. I haven't seen Marco's name on a roster in ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I feel you on that. I'm out on the AK staff because if you look at the body of work, the best move they did was widely heralded as the worst move they could have made. Now, he has happened to be phenomenal. DeMar has happened to exceed every expectation. But it's one of those situations where was the entire NBA community wrong? Or did we just get really fucking lucky on a 33-year-old that happened to play some of his best ball because his team has no other option but to pass it to him?
That's a good point. I might be back in.
Yeah, I mean, point to another productive action. Pat Will, love the guy. I think he's a fun person.
Pat's come around the last couple games.
Yeah, cool.
But he's not showed me enough for, like, the number four pick. Like, he hasn't taken the steps that other, like, top five picks the last couple years have taken. So it's just the Bulls are the Bulls. Trade deadline for those of you guys that are marking it in your calendar, February 9th. We got about a month and a few days until trade deadline here. So that's going to be a wrap on the Bulls, guys. Moving on, let's get into some schmegments, right? We'll talk. Let's do not that guy.
Sorry. I'm messing with Jake.
My microphone boom is giving out on me.
We fix it?
Go on.
Guys, so let's get into not that guy. So, producer Jake, who is this week's not that guy?
Marcos, you give your not that guy.
So my not that guy this week, guys, is going to be Skip Bayless.
Oh, what a bad
that's
take.
And, like, I'm not up in arms about the tweet as much as other people are because, like, the end of his tweet was, like, the caveat of, like it all seems so inconsequential now or whatever it was. But, like, he just had a bad take. Like, Skip Bayless just continues to be a bad, like, bad takes, bad ideas, bad show.
He's like Colin Cowherd to me. What do you do now? Who likes you? Who goes, I love listening to Colin Cowherd. I love listening to Skip Bayless.
I had a coworker that liked Cowherd or Colin Cowherd. I was just like,
he was part of the herd.
What about him do you like? I was like, I remember Baker was on. Remember Baker went on his show and Colin just like try to dig into him and Baker just wasn't having it that day. He was I remember him being like, Baker's such a prick. I'm like, what the fuck, you're taking his side?
Skip and Colin, those two guys, they're specifically like they're like the Jim Cramers to me of sports analytics. They're just, what do you do here? We get that you're on the show, I know, because you've been on for forever, but like, what have you done?
Well,
at all.
And it's Skip. Like, Skip appeals to a certain crowd. Mm-hmm.
But, like, who? Skip. Genuinely, like, who?
I'm looking at y'all.
But, like, it's but like we're telling you, no, he doesn't.
But it's, like, it's not you guys, because you guys are, like, for the cause. It's, you know, it's the, like, the boomers. It's the 50-year-old white people who, like, swear with their windows up at just random shit. Like, it's those kind of people, like, that yell because they think they can type people. Like, that's who Skip Bayless is appealing to. The people who were at the White House a year ago today. Skip appeals 2 years ago today. Skip appeals to those people. You guys get the vibe. The thing with Skip was like, it was all just timing too. So this was the tweet. It was, no doubt the NFL is considering. This was at 8:30 p.m. Damar Hamlin, I think, collapsed at like 7:55 or something like that. So it was, no doubt the NFL is considering postponing the rest of this game, but how? This late in the season, a game of this magnitude is crucial to the regular season outcome. .. which suddenly seems so irrelevant. But just keep it holstered.
If you
keep the bang inside the glove box.
If you have to type dot, 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 which suddenly seems irrelevant, that's the point where you select all delete.
That's where he hit the end of that tweet and was like, ooh, I better throw this in there just in case. Just in case people get mad. And, like, it's just, dude, Skip's bad. Skip irks me. Like I said, his takes have always been bad. He's always been insensitive. Like, I think he should lose his job. Maybe not lose his job over this, but, like, it's about time we stop seeing Skip on TV.
How Shannon Sharp was like,
bodied him immediately.
Well, he didn't come to work the next day because of like everything that happened and what he said. And then he came in the next day and was like, fuck you, Skip.
Well, and then like Skip interrupts him the first 30 seconds of like Shannon's explaining his absence. And Skip's like, well, can I? And Shannon's like, you know what? Go ahead. Fine. Because you couldn't even give me 2 minutes to explain my absence yesterday. So go ahead. That shows on its last leg.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
That shows
it also has
been.
It's on FS1. Any show on FS1 is on its last leg. It started off that way.
Producer Jake, who's this week's Not That Guy?
You know, guys, I really couldn't come up with one. I've, you know, had a pretty stellar start to the year. I really liked yours there with Skip Bayless, but that's the only thing I can really think of. Dale?
Dale, who's this week's Not That Guy?
I've got a good dog walk, though. Dog sitter.
Yeah, no, I'll agree with you. I'll ride with you. The universal Not That Guy this week is Skip Bayless.
Nice.
Hall of Famer.
Sick.
He is a Not That Guy Hall of Famer.
Guys, then let's get into who can or cannot dog sit for you.
Yeah, I'm taking this one. Dog sitting for me is Scott Stallings. I was Scott Stallings is dog sitting for me. For those that don't know, professional golfer Scott Stallings.
Oh, hilarious. This is awesome,
guys. Better man than me. If there was a professional golfer out there with the exact same name as me, who lived in the exact same state as me, and I received his invite to the Masters tournament, I'm playing in the tournament.
I'm
showing up with the invite, and I'm playing. Better man than me. He reached out to the actual Scott Stallings and told him, hey, man, you know, your invite came to me by mistake. Where do you want me to send this? Because granted, I don't golf that well.
Do you guys hear the story? Do you guys know the story of, like, how he came to get that piece of mail for Scott Stallings, the golfer? No. So something along the lines of, like, Scott Stallings, the non-golfer, they were both out of Atlanta.
Yep.
He had a business, and it was next to some sort of, like, it was next to some sort of, like, administration building where, like, that guy was used to drop – or it was, like, a golf building. And that guy was used – the mailman was used to dropping off packages to Scott Stallings. So he noticed that it was – Scott Stallings in another part of the building. I was like, oh, this is weird. It's supposed to be going to this Scott upstairs. Let me just leave it for him. They must have messed it up. And it was just like, just the most cosmic, like, super weird scenario. What an awesome story. I'm with you. He still gets to play. Like, he doesn't get to play the tournament, but he gets to do, like, a friends and guests round.
Oh,
with, like,
okay.
Oh, is he? That's
he gets,
cool.
like, a swag bag and, like, the actual Scott Stallings.
I'd have been Benoit Blanc, Glass Onion, just showing up. I got an invitation.
Well, and that's what's so funny about it is, like Scott Stallings, the non-golfer, or the golfer, was like, hey, I know I qualified.
He's like, I've been checking the mail religiously for five days.
Yeah. He even thought that, like, his wife, like, made it one of his Christmas presents or something. So when he didn't get it at Christmas, he's like, where the fuck is my package? Where's my shit? Dale, who's this week's or who can or cannot dog sit for you?
Damn it. I just had his name up, but I accidentally pressed close on the window. It's the Bills trainer that immediately came out and it started immediately – ran out, started administering CPR when they found that he had lost his pulse. And that act of restoring his pulse on the field is a huge factor in why there's been improvement in Damar Hamlin. So shout out to that trainer. I am going to look this up quickly while Marcos does his.
Little bit of just like PSA. And obviously you guys aren't coming here for like all of your PSAs here. Guys, get CPR certified.
Denny Kellington.
Yes.
Denny Kellington, dog.
Get CPR certified. You never know. You never know. Know where an AED is at all time. I'm little brag here. happened to me once. Not me happened
oh,
to
I
me.
Know.
Yeah, oh,
yeah.
Right. Right.
Not me happened to me, but like I helped save somebody's life. I will wear that as a badge of honor for the rest of my life. I was CPR certified. I knew where the AED was at all times. I knew how to use it. And I got to meet this young man's family the following week who like literally died on a basketball court. And the next week we find out that like he was good and he was alive. In all seriousness, get certified, know your surroundings. It saves lives.
Do you know what song you have to do?
No.
When, oh. To administer yeah. the beats as a...
Now you can't feel, but you can't feel, but you can't feel.
I don't think you start with that part of the song.
I don't think you can tell by the way I walk that I'm a little man. No time at all.
It's like, what's he doing?
So yeah, it's the song, but the
little
total
jabs.
Rock part.
Little jabs.
My what I was gonna do was the Office bit. At first, I was afraid. I was petrified.
Oh no! That's not the. Is that the song that they do in the Office?
No,
oh,
so
that's okay,
when
okay.
Michael starts doing
yeah,
it. And
yeah,
it's
yeah,
like,
yeah,
are
yeah.
you a fucking idiot?
Guys, who can dog sit for me? Lovey Smith. I know Lovey's
Bring
gonna
home.
Do it for the boys. This
for the
weekend.
Boys,
bring it home, Lovey.
He's gonna. Jay's my quarterback. I'll have the. I'll play
Davis
the.
Davis is my quarterback.
Davis is my quarterback. We go out there to win games. That's what we do. That. Lovey's going to coach these guys.
I'm going to put the over on all of the Texan receivers.
16-6 final score. Book it. Book it.
I took a week off. I've got. Yeah, okay. Yeah. We're good. We'll get back in.
Guys, anything else that you guys want to get into?
Shout out to anyone that won their fantasy championship matchup.
And
well done,
to,
fellow champion.
To all the asterisks that get added to.
Shout out to all the commissioners that had to deal with the chaos.
I was.
Oh, that's a great point. We are very lucky in that there was like a 40-point difference. There was no question
you
of who would have won.
You are very lucky.
I am very lucky.
Because if you would have won back-to-back, but the second one was an asterisk, we would have never let you hear the end of it.
Absolutely. Luckily, I'm up 40, and I have two people left to play. The other person has none, so there's no question.
Well, you have nobody left to play.
Well, now.
It's over.
Anyway,
it's over.
Yeah, shout out to anyone that won their matchup and to the commissioners that have to deal with it. So L.A. Mike was telling me he's in a league. He's down 19. The other guy has Burrow. Burrow's projected to blow out 19. You know, he has Burrow and one of the receivers that aren't Chase. So, like, he's projected to win by more than 19. But the NFL came out and said, like, we're not doing it. He ended up winning because, like, essentially all the sites are going, guys, what do you want us to do?
I'm in that same. So, my situation is that, like, we'll do a little fantasy corner here. My situation is crazy because I'm the commissioner and I'm in the championship game. And I'm winning.
You have to just do a league vote.
No, fuck no. them. Fuck them.
No.
No. So how I did it was basically like, and it was met with booze and tomatoes, but basically like.
You said I won.
I said I won.
Which league is this?
This is the one I do with the Madden guys.
Sure.
So, but it was just like, so he has Josh Allen and the Bills defense. He was down 30. So like, I had an 80%.
Oh,
I had an 80% win probability.
See?
But
yeah, no,
this was the hardest part. This is the hardest decision I've ever had to make when it comes to like fantasy football like this. This league is nice because it just kind of runs itself. I just turn the lights on, turn the lights off. This was one where I was like,
you should take like the average Josh Allen score for this
the
season.
The composite scores of both.
And the average Bills defense score for the season. Add them and then see where you land.
No.
No.
Our dynasty group.
Shout out, Trev.
Yeah, so my brother was...
shout out, Trev.
My brother
well
was down 2 points with Josh Allen on his roster to go.
Oh, yeah, you give that to him.
So that's what happened. He got it. But I kind of blame our league for this whole scenario.
For Damar Hamlin?
Because we... Well, listen. Because we... So that...
We'll get there.
Before the game... Before that
oh,
game,
I do remember this.
We all were on a call together because we were doing our lottery ball picks for – because we run a lottery for first overall.
For rookie draft.
For rookie draft. Worst gets best odds, you know, same as any lottery.
Bijan Robinson.
And during that call, we're already crowning my brother the champion. We're like, congratulations, you won. He's down 3. congrats, you won. It'd be a real shame if something happened, but congrats, you won. And so everybody's like doing that, like, yeah, it'd be a real shame if something happened.
And then a real shame
and then
fucking
a real
happened.
Shame happened. So,
it was crazy.
But that happens all the time with this league. It's like, oh, it'd be a real shame if
so-and-so sprained his ankle. Well, and this is what it was. If it was a Josh Allen, like, that's where you almost, I don't want to wish injury on anybody, but if it was an injury, like an actual injury.
Jammed thumb, can't play the thing, can't play the game.
Bingo. Shit his pants.
Exactly. Can't Cole Brown. Got a big old stain on them trousers.
Oh, guys, I don't envy the other fantasy commissioners that have had to make tough decisions in the last couple of days.
I think
no fun.
Your two options as fantasy commissioner are league vote or, guys, it's what the app did. What do you want me to do?
That was where I was at. I treated it like an injury, and I'm like,
oh,
look, the app is.
So if I'm you, I'm in the championship, I'm the commissioner, I'm going to win if this stays as it is. Guys, what do you want from me?
Yeah. I even went the next step. So I took, because you know how ESPN does, like, well, all apps do the win probability or whatever.
Sure.
Yep. Had an 80% chance to win.
Yeah.
So I took 80% of the money, and I gave him 20% of the pot.
Okay.
So, like,
yeah, you feel good about that.
Yeah, and I'm a champ.
Oh, hell yeah.
With an asterisk.
With an asterisk.
Do you have one of those? I'm pointing at the trophy that's going to have two of my name in a row on it. It already has two of your
name. My name's on it twice, and it was first, dog.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was.
This is my house.
What? This is not. There is a Throb Donkowski on that trophy, though.
Best name ever. Guys, that's going to be a wrap on episode 62. Again, all the socials, leave us a review, send it to your friends. Honestly, like, open up that Spotify app, open up the podcast app.
You already listened.
Five stars.
The app's open.
You're already this far.
Drop five stars.
Let us know how you're liking comment. It, guys. We're having a blast doing this. It's a blast coming back every week. Just a little bit of programming notes here real quick.
Oh.
Stick with us in these next couple weeks, especially these episodes might be a little later, might be a little early in the week. We might miss a week here or there. I'm on baby watch here coming up. I know we got some travel. I know Sam just welcoming the new kind of bare minimum cub. So
we haven't thrown this out there yet, but the house we recorded is also expecting a bare minimum cub. So there will be a third shortly thereafter. Jake, when are we getting that power forward for the starting lineup?
Y'all going to have to wait a little bit.
Respect.
Typical.
Fucking typical.
Guys, see red. Bear down. Love you guys.
Bears.
Jake goes to sleep with curlers in his hair.
Jake wipes his boogers on the wall still.
It's bad. It's so bad. They don't win. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger.
She ain't messing with no Richard Seymour. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. The boys are back. Girl, go ahead,
get down. Not that guy. Get down, girl, go
ahead, get down. How big are you on sports? Get down, girl, go ahead. Not that guy.
I need to put notes on that.
Right. Oral Roberts, yep. Man.
I'm drunk. Drunk. Bears.
Bears.
It's looking more like Jake might have been right, but do I know anything about that man? Absolutely not going into that, right?
You don't have a choice.
No, that's not what I said.
Yes, okay.
I watched all the tape. Watched all the tape.
To say where you work, but then get the hell out of the chair.
The best friends in the whole world.
Yes, go Chaos.
Especial.
Not that guy.
Marcos disagrees.
Sean's legally blind.
Let him up, you dumb bitch.
It's Malort.
What if he wants to be here?
What? Yeah. I rode with him for 3 weeks, dude.
Football guys.
Really fast.
I need it in like 15 seconds, though.
Yeah, never. Your face is too narrow.
That guy.
Dude, I love celebrating. Yes,
the Malort's on the table.
We're doing our best to put out as much as we can put out.